Lesson 89. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What were the two people in the story doing? 2. What happened to them? Discovery 1. I think we're lost. What should we do? Let's think carefully, I replied. In fact, I was a bit frightened and didn't know what we should do. It was a Sunday in May. My brother and I had decided to go off for a long walk while we were staying with my grandparents in the French countryside. My parents were visiting relatives, and my grandparents had decided to spend the day at home. The clouds had come down so suddenly we had no warning. One moment we were walking along the top of a hill, and now we could see no more than about 30 meters ahead of us. We had lost the path and had no hope of finding it again. A fine rain began to fall on our heads, and the temperature had dropped. I think we should continue walking as long as we can see where we're going, I said. If we go downhill, we might find a stream, and if we follow the stream, we should reach a farm, or a village, or a bridge. We set off down the hill. At first it was easy walking over the grass. Then the grass turned to bushes, and the hillside became steeper. We climbed over rocks, through trees, and found it more and more difficult to get down the hill. By now we were beginning to get tired, and the rain was falling heavily. I paused on a small piece of grass and turned back to my brother, who was following behind me. Then I noticed a hole between two rocks. "I'm just going to have a look," I called. I climbed up over the rocks and saw that the hole led into the rock face. "I've found a cave," I cried. "I'm tired," said my younger brother as he climbed up to join me. "Okay, we can stop here for a time." The cave led back into the rock face, and the earth by the entrance was dry. "We can make a fire and warm ourselves," I suggested. "It's very difficult to see where we're going, and the shower may pass in an hour or two. Let's rest and have some food." We spent some time looking around under the trees for some wood. Fortunately, we found some that was still dry and carried it back to the cave. "Light the fire not so near the entrance that the wind will blow the fire out, and not so far in that the smoke will fill the cave," said my brother. "And don't set the hillside on fire either." We succeeded in lighting the fire. I always carry matches with me at such times, and I tore out the pages of the first chapter of the book I was reading to get the fire going. We ate our sandwiches and a bar of chocolate each and began to feel better. "At least we're safe here," I said. The flames threw light onto the ceiling of the cave. "Funny," said my brother. "You can see shapes on the rock. Do you see that bit? It looks a bit like a deer. There's its head, and there are its feet. It follows the shape of the rock. It almost looks as if someone has drawn it."